Hello, and welcome to the body scan meditation practice. In a moment, we'll begin the practice. Right now, finding a form or position for your body that feels comfortable. You might choose to lie down or sit in a chair. Taking a moment to make any micro adjustments that might help you feel more at ease today. Knowing at any time you can change or shift your posture. As you start to invite settling through your body, you might choose to take a moment to orient to the space around you. If it's available, turning your head, looking side to side, maybe even looking in front of you and behind you. Taking in the room you're in. And now choosing if you'd like to have your eyes open or closed doesn't matter. Both are equal value options. If you're choosing to have your eyes open today, perhaps a soft, unfocused gaze towards the ground if you're seated. And if you're choosing to lie down, perhaps a soft, unfocused gaze towards the sky. And if you're choosing to have your eyes closed today, perhaps inviting a release through the muscles surrounding your eyes. Knowing at any point you can open or close your eyes and orient again to the room you're in. Now, when you're ready, bringing awareness to the surface you are lying or sitting on. Maybe available to notice your body making contact with the ground. With the surface you're resting on. As best you can, bringing your attention to the entire body, the front of your body, the back of your body, the sides of your body. A reminder for the body scan practice, the intention is to be present. There's no need to seek a special state or relax. The intention is to place, sustain, and move attention from body part to body part, noticing any sensations or lack of sensations present. No experience is privileged. Now, when you're ready, an invitation to bring your attention to the breath in your body. Seeing if you can become aware of where the sensations of breathing are most vivid. Where do you notice yourself breathing today? You might notice your breath as it touches the upper lip beneath the nostrils. You might notice your breath in the throat, the chest, or the abdomen. Or maybe somewhere else I haven't mentioned. As best you can. Connecting your attention to the sensations of breathing in one area. There's no need to make the breath special, deep, or long. Natural breath, breathing in, breathing out. Now, on the out breath, letting go of this primary attention on breathing. And on the in breath, an invitation to gently shift your attention to your head, the back of your head, the top of your head, the sides of your head. Paying attention to any physical sensations that might present themselves here. Sensations might involve warmth or coolness, tingling or pressure. And if you experience no sensations, you might notice that too. It might be more a sense of numbness or dullness today. And now, on your next out breath, releasing this attention from the head. And on the in breath, bringing attention to your face, from your forehead to your chin, from ear to ear. As best you can, allowing your attention to move around the face, experiencing any sensation that arises. Inviting a sense of curiosity and investigation to the qualities of the sensations known right now in your face. Attending to your chin, your lips, even the inside of your mouth and the tongue, your cheeks, your eyes, your eyebrows, your ears, and the forehead. Letting whatever sensations arise and simply noticing as they come, persist, perhaps go. Now, on your next out breath, gently shifting the focus from your face. And on the in breath, inviting attention to your neck and your throat. Allowing your attention to explore the front of the neck, the back, and the sides of the neck. Noticing any sensations that make themselves known here. As best you can, allowing all your attention to rest in this region of the neck and the throat. Here you might notice any contact your body, your neck and throat have with the surface you're resting on. From time to time, your attention might be pulled away by thoughts. Perhaps thoughts about the past, the future. Maybe thoughts of worry or judgment. And perhaps your attention is captured by other sensations elsewhere in the body. No, this is normal. The mind wanders. And the invitation here is to gently escort your attention back to this region, back to your body. Now, on the next out breath, guiding the attention away from the neck, and on the next in breath, establishing attention in your shoulders, the shoulder joints, the top, the front, the back of your shoulders. As best you can, focusing on any sensations on or below the surface. Here you might begin to investigate the quality of sensation. Does it feel pleasant, unpleasant, or perhaps neutral? As best you can, letting your attention rest in your shoulders, exploring what's present here. Is there tightness or tension, tingling or pressure? Maybe a sense of heaviness or lightness is present. Now, on the exhale, letting go of this focus on your shoulders. And on the inhale, moving your attention down the right arm to the right hand. Exploring the right hand in its entirety. Maybe noting any sensations in the right hand. Maybe there's a lack of sensation. You may also note that too. Exploring the front of the hand, your palm, your fingers and thumb, the back of the hand, the back of the fingers, and even the nails and the nail beds. As best you can, letting your attention rest, your right hand. Now, on the next exhale, letting go of attention in the right hand. With an inhale, moving your attention to explore the wrist joint, the front and back of the right forearm, the elbow joint, and the upper right arm. Investigating, exploring the front, the back, and the sides of the right arm. Here you might notice the position of the right arm and where it is or is not in contact with your body or the surface you're choosing to rest on today. Sensations might be due to clothing as it touches your skin or your arms, making contact with the surface you're resting on. Or perhaps there's more subtle sensations below the level of the skin. As best you can, remembering the intention to study these sensations with curiosity. Might stay with one for a moment, exploring that sensation. And then when you're ready, maybe shifting to another sensation that piques your attention. Now, on the next exhale, releasing attention from the right arm. As you move your attention across the chest into the left arm, allowing your attention to travel down into the left hand. An invitation to explore any sensation or lack of sensation in your left hand. There might be moisture, dryness, coolness, or warmth. As best you can, letting your attention rest in the left hand for a moment. You may choose to explore the parts of the left hand, the front of the hand, the palm, the creases of the fingers and the thumb, the back of the hand, the back of the fingers, even the nails and the nail beds. Being open and receptive to whatever sensations are showing here. Now, on the next exhale, letting go of this attention on the left hand, beginning to move your attention to explore the left wrist joint. The left forearm, the front and back, the elbow joint, and the upper arm. Might be available to notice the position of your left arm, where it is or is not in contact with your body. Perhaps you're aware of the clothing or the air on the skin. And whenever your attention moves to thoughts, to sounds, to perhaps sensations elsewhere in the body, with kindness, with gentleness, as best you can, returning to the object of focus, which in this moment, it's the sensations that are arising in your left arm. Now, when you're ready, on the exhale, releasing attention from the left arm, allowing your attention to travel down into your upper back, taking a moment to survey this area. might be sensations of pressure or temperature as you are invited to explore your shoulder blades, the muscles, and the spine. As best you can, exploring, investigating without having to change anything. All equal value sensations. Now, an invitation to direct your attention to the mid and lower back. There's any sensations that feel challenging or unpleasant here, as best you can, noticing with curiosity the qualities of the sensations present. Whenever your attention wanders, no big deal. Gently, kindly escorting your attention back to the present moment, back to your body, seated or lying here. When you're ready, on the next out-breath, moving the attention from the back of your body, shifting your attention around the sides of the body, and allowing your attention to rest on your chest. Perhaps it's available to notice the gentle rise and fall with each breath. You might be aware of your beating heart here. Tending fully to each sensation as it arises, allowing it to do whatever it does. Observing moment to moment as you explore with kindness your chest and your ribs. And now, on the next out-breath, releasing your attention from your chest. And on the in-breath, re-establishing attention on your abdomen. Perhaps for some, noticing the breath as it comes down into this region. For others, there might be a sense of dullness or numbness present. That we could also note that. Going back to the intention of the practice to be present and no experience is privileged. Now, in your own time, releasing your attention from the region of the abdomen. And for a moment, reestablishing your attention in the pelvic region, the front, the sides, the back, including the buttocks. As best you can, investigating any sensations that call your attention in this region. Now, when you're ready, on the exhale, releasing your attention in the pelvic region, gently reestablishing your attention in the right hip and the right upper leg, exploring the top, the sides, and the back of the upper leg. Here it might be available to notice sensations of clothing. Perhaps the position of your right leg. There pressure or tightness? Tingling? Maybe it's available to notice if it feels heavy or light. Best you can, letting all your attention rest in your right upper leg. When you're ready, continuing to explore the right leg, moving your attention down to your right knee, your right kneecap, down through the calf and the shin, the lower leg and your ankle joint. Being present as best you can to whatever sensations or lack of sensations arise here. From your right kneecap down into your right lower leg to your ankle joint. There's an invitation to patiently wait for sensations as they arise. Whenever your attention is pulled into thought or elsewhere in the body, as best you can, coming back to the object of meditation. Right now, the right lower leg, without story, without judgment. Recalling that noticing the attention has been pulled away is part of the practice. Now, on the out-breath, releasing this attention from the right leg, allowing your attention. Travel down into your right foot, the top of the foot, the toes, the nails, the sole of your right foot, the heel. As best you can, attending to any sensations known here. there moisture or dryness, tingling or pulsating? Maybe numbness or dullness here is present. Now, when you're ready, releasing attention from the right foot, allowing your attention to move up the right leg across your body, traveling over the pelvic bowl, this time into your left hip joint and your left upper leg, exploring the tops, the sides, and the back of the leg. Might notice pressure, tension, or ease, the sensation of clothing or the position of your left upper leg now. When you're ready, beginning to explore your left knee and the kneecap, down into your lower left leg, with kindness investigating your calf and your shin, to your lower left leg, moving into your ankle joint. Really getting to know the left leg and any sensations that are present here. Now, releasing attention from the left leg and ankle, and coming to investigate your left foot, the top of your foot, the toes, and the nails. You might include the sole and the heel of your foot. As best you can, letting your attention rest in your left foot for a moment or two, seeing what sensations make themselves known here. Now, in your own time, letting go of attention in your left foot and moving the attention along the back of your body, back of your heels, your calves, your upper legs, your buttocks, bringing awareness to your spine, including the lower, the middle and the upper back. Perhaps taking a few cycles of breath here, breathing in, breathing out. You might be aware of tension or looseness, pain or comfort, vibration or numbness. As best you can, exploring the entire back body. Continuing to move this attention along the back of the arms, shoulders, and neck and head. As you rest your attention in the back of your head, you might even bring attention to the skull and the scalp. Lingering for a moment on any sensation here. Perhaps choosing to shift your attention to another sensation that's piquing your interest. Now, on the exhale, releasing attention from your back body. And on the inhalation, reestablishing your attention on the entire front of your body. The face, the neck, your shoulders, chest, arms and hands, torso and pelvis. Your legs and your feet. When you're ready, perhaps a moment to notice the entirety of your body resting here, seated or lying. Here, it might be available to notice the sensations of breathing. Noticing the breath as it enters your body and leaves your body. As best you can, attending to things just as they are in this moment. Moment by moment, breath by breath. In a moment, the body scan practice will come to a close. So when you're ready, starting to widen your gaze, maybe orienting like we did at the beginning of the practice to the room you're in. You might like to move your body in any way that feels supportive. Some folks like to wiggle their fingers or their toes, moving their legs or their arms. Take your time, there's no hurry. Thank you for your practice.